Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. It's an all-pundit show with Randy Thompson and Andrew Diss for the whole program on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an all-pundit show going today with Randy Thompson, Nevada State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business, and Andrew Diss, who is Vice President of Government Affairs for the Morello Group. Pleasure to have you both here. I want to start with you, Andrew. So the governor lifts the capacity limits for all kinds of meetings, including the hotel casino industry. What was the response both from the general public and businesses and then from the health department in Washoe County?
Well, thanks for having me on, Sam. And we were very excited. We have been stuck at that 50-person cap for all of our events for several months now. And pretty much the day that that restricted was lifted up to 250 or above 250, if you submit a health and safety plan, we started getting calls immediately from businesses and different groups that want to come to our property for events. And so we started booking business. Some of these shows and groups that we've been booking have been for over 250. And then locally, Kevin Dick from the Washoe County Health District, he said that Washoe County is not going to permit any events over 250 for at least the next 30 days. So now our sales team has had to tell potential clients about this new restriction. And, you know, for us being a gaming property, it's a two-step approval for us. The first step is you have to get approval from the local health district. And then once they sign on, we have to submit a health and safety plan to the Gaming Control Board. And then once they give us permission, we can proceed with our event. Now, that approval process could take up to 60 days, getting those two approvals. So not being able to have any events, at least for the next 30 days above 250 in Washoe County, that's going to put us well past New Year's. And with a lot of holiday parties and corporate bookings coming up, that's a lot of business that we're losing. And we're really looking forward to being able to bring back more staff. Our banquet staff has been out of work for months now, and it's just really been a hardship.
Okay, what about Clark County? Did Clark County say everything's fine, go ahead to the properties there?
So Clark County, there is no restriction on groups above 250. You're able to submit your health and safety plan for approval, and if that gets the green light, then you're able to move forward with an event. So this is just in Washoe County.
What have you heard from your competitors? Because, you know, you're a huge convention property in town, but there are other properties throughout North Nevada that would really benefit also from both the income and jobs.
Yeah, there's a lot of frustration from everybody. And being able to bring back our banquet staff, that was something we were all looking forward to. And, you know, these folks have seen diminished unemployment benefits coming from the federal government, and people are ready to come back to work. And now that we're really limiting the numbers of people that we can bring back, it's a hardship. And, You know, a recent example is the Reno 1868 soccer team. They play in an outdoor facility at Greater Nevada Field. They wanted to have more than 250 fans because they just had their first playoff game. And the Washoe County Health District said no because it would have been above 250.
Randy, your thoughts?
Well, okay, so Mr. Dick said that, I don't even know if he's a doctor, said that we have 10,000 positive cases in Washoe County out of 450,000 people. That's 2% of our population. He is killing our economy to protect a very small segment of the population. I have some very good friends who got COVID who were didn't feel great for 2 days and are back at work, tested negative. I mean, it didn't take long. So we're overreacting. And we're talking about, you know, as we were talking about earlier, the whole reason we started these lockdowns was to not overwhelm our hospital system. Well, our hospital system is not overwhelmed. And as we were talking about, 65% capacity for a hotel, you're not making money. You want to be at 100% capacity. So does a hospital. Hospitals need capacity to make money. So people are afraid to even go to their doctors. They're afraid for elective surgeries, and that's how hospitals make money. So we've got to get over this. I just don't understand how Washoe County is continuing to, you know, think that we're this hot spot when we've had a very small increase and people are not dying and they're not even needing hospitalization that much.
And then combine this with the federal government's lack of action in terms of coming up with new subsidies for the country.
Right.
This is just creating a nightmare situation.
Yeah, we applied very late for that extra $300 a week for our longly termed unemployed, and they applied in August. It's now October, and these guys are nowhere near getting that money. And I don't even want to talk about Dieter and the mess it is down at the Department of Employment Training. It's a total cluster, and people are suffering so much. And it's not just people are suffering from COVID, people are suffering because of all the shutdowns related to COVID.
I would want to address the Dieter situation because I think this goes across state government in Nevada. We have always been very thrifty with how much funding we have provided for all agencies. And I cannot imagine an agency going to the state government and saying, we need funding for this potential emergency that might happen for a pandemic 5 years down the road. I mean, the response would have been what, Andrew?
They would have said, no, we don't have enough money for education. We don't have enough money for all these other competing priorities. The answer would have been flat out no.
But it's modernization. That's what we haven't done. I mean, you've got people down at the state government working on Windows 7. It's just they need to spend some serious money on the technology that could have made any kind of response possible. But they are not focused on the technology that they need.
And do you think that this is, I mean, there's not going to be any money in the next session?
Well, true, but at least the funding that they do have, they should be able to put towards technology. They don't have to put towards people as much as they do technology. You can probably get rid of some staff if you had better technology, which would be a savings in the long run.
But at the same time now, you've got, you know, trying to man these call centers and trying to have people in there that actually have answers to the questions that people are calling up on because people are still frustrated that they've not gotten answers.
Yeah, they're just recycling through different groups coming in to deal with that overwhelming wave of people calling in, and it seems like they replace one group every month because the previous one wasn't helping.
They couldn't figure out the questions and the answers. Kind of a problem.
Yeah. Las Vegas Review-Journal did some polling, and a couple of things that came out were that the voters are not supporting Governor Sisolak 50-46 in his response to the coronavirus. What do you think this means?
He got that much high? I'm surprised. But no, I mean, they shouldn't be. We have not responded well. And the people that are around the governor, I think they're trying, but even the Thursday meetings that I watch, the most salient person in all this is Chris Lake, who's the head of the Nevada Hospital Association, is going, it's okay, we can open up a little bit more, because he knows what their capacity issues are. He knows we have the response now. I think our hospitals have so come to the table and are prepared, and they can handle the onslaught, but I'm just shocked that this is still 7 months into this, we're still acting as poorly as we did from day one.
You know, what's interesting, Andrew, and you have probably a unique perspective on this, as somebody in the gaming industry who gets to see the results of your sales force, is that there's still a large percentage of the population that has been terrified by the media, and they're watching the news every day, and it's not making them feel any more comfortable. But then you have another whole segment of the market that is saying, we're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. You're right, and we're really seeing that play out on our weekend business. So our properties and everybody is doing pretty well Friday through Sunday. And that weekend drive-in business, whether you're in Las Vegas on the 15 from Southern California or up here in Northern Nevada coming in out of 80 from the Bay and from Sacramento, you know, our property, we're running 100% capacity on the weekends, and everybody else in town is. It's the Monday through Thursday not having the convention groups because people are afraid to fly, they're afraid to travel, and I think a big part of it is the media part, like you're saying, but at the same time, conventions are booked out several months in advance. And so when there's this uncertainty, when we don't know how large of groups we're going to be able to have, we can't book that business, and people are reluctant to do so. So it really, you saw it in the news yesterday, when resorts announced that they're closing down the Encore Tower Monday through Thursday, because there just isn't the business levels in Las Vegas to justify keeping it open right now. And, you know, that has a real impact on people's livelihoods, on people's jobs, and how many people are able to come to work and actually get off of those unemployment rolls.
Another thing from that Las Vegas Review-Journal survey, and I've been hearing this a lot myself, and again, I think it's about a 50-50 deal, is if a vaccine comes out, there's no rush for people to get the vaccine, which, I mean, I understand it to an extent, but at the same time, I want to be first in line, personally. Yeah. I've already gotten my flu shot this year.
Yeah. Did you get sick afterwards? I keep hearing that people keep getting sick after the flu shot.
No, you know, look, people do have allergic reactions to things, and that's why they make you fill out the form and ask you all the questions about, you know, do you suffer from this, that, or the other? Do you have reactions to things? And with anything, there are going to be some people that have reactions. But I've been having the flu shot for ever since they've started doing them. Yeah. I've never not gotten the flu, even though some years they miss it. But you know, it's fine. It's a little sore for maybe a day or so. Yeah. A little tiny. Yeah. But I mean, if a vaccine comes out, you're going to get it?
Oh, of course I will. But the thing is, people don't get the flu shot either. You know, I mean, flu shots are very low.
They're probably higher this year. I was at Costco here in town, and I was talking to the pharmacist giving me my shot. And I said, so how's business been for the flu? Oh, it's through the roof. Yeah. I said, really? Yeah, I've been doing this for 3 years, and this has blown the last 2 years away.
Well, so people finally realizing it does have a benefit. Yeah.
Have you guys talked about, you know, as a company, you know, if a vaccine comes out, I mean, have you looked at policies to say people have to get the vaccine or, you know?
We have started to take a look at it. I think a big piece of that is also what is the stake and require? Because right now, for anybody who has been out of work or anybody who suspects that they might get sick, we cover the cost for them to go get tested immediately because we don't want them coming into work and potentially exposing other people. So I think the next step of that is gonna have some sort of vaccine requirement. We're gonna have to wait and see what's effective, but that's definitely part of the discussions we've been having.
All right, let's take a break. More with our panel right after this timeout.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Finish. Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation on this All Pundit Show with Randy Thompson and Andrew Diss. So the Supreme Court hearings, is this any way to run a railroad?
Well, I can't say I'm happy about the timing. I feel like the Senate has gone back on its word. But for the senator from...
And hang on, you are a Republican.
I'm a Republican.
Okay, just wanted to check.
Yeah, I still just, I don't know, I'm not happy with it. But I guess if we're going to lose the White House, at least we'll get one more seat on the Supreme Court. But I was just aghast yesterday watching the senator from Hawaii literally ask a Supreme Court nominee, have you ever been convicted of a sexual assault? Really? That is so demeaning to the whole process. So, and then I'm just watching the questions today, and she's gonna be on the court. She seems incredibly intelligent. She's no notes. I mean, I'm impressed with the woman, but the process is just so blatantly political. And I just don't like the idea of how we're picking justices based on whether they're conservative or they're liberal. You know, what about just picking justices that are smart and that abide by the Constitution and put the politics aside? So I'm upset how we've politicized our Supreme Court.
But it all changed with Robert Bork.
Well, he was before my time, but...
Thanks.
You've been Borked.
The ones that I have seen in person started with Justice Alito and then Justice Roberts and then up from there. And Randy's right. It's absolutely become more politicized. And why don't we just judge judges based off of their merit, not based off of how far right or how left they are? And I was able to tune in a little bit yesterday afternoon and listen to some of the questions, and it seems like everybody's just going for that gotcha moment. Mm-hmm. And that's not what these confirmation hearings should be about.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, whoever the candidate is for the Supreme Court, it's not about their answers. It's about, you know, setting up the questions. So you, as you say, you've got that political moment. It's a huge fundraising opportunity for so many different sides. I mean, the amount of money being raised is insane. I was listening on the way in here this morning, how much money is being raised for the fights, the legal fights that will happen after the election. And it's like $64 million already has been raised. I mean, we haven't even had the election yet. We don't even know. I mean, my hope with every election is, please be the biggest victory. I don't care which side it is. Whoever wins, just let them win big so that we don't have to go through this insanity.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right, Sam. I mean, if the winner doesn't win by a comfortable margin, there's going to be a lot of angriness on the other side, and it throws a lot of things into question.
Yep.
You made a comment, and I want to go back to it.
Okay.
So you're already writing off the president being reelected.
I'm getting more discouraged. Yeah, I am.
And yet the Trump campaign is sending many people, including the president himself, back to Nevada, even though they pulled their money from advertising in Nevada. But at least three members of the team, including the president, are coming back to Nevada this week.
Yeah, coming to Nevada, Pennsylvania, Michigan, some of these states that are still in play. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's always interesting because, you know, you have polling. And you have private polling and you have public polling, and there's a huge difference between the two. You know, I always think back, and again, this was before you were born, but Ronald Reagan and Walter Mondale, you know, it was neck and neck and neck and neck until Reagan won 49 states.
Yeah.
I mean, so, it'll, you know, and it's so hard to dislodge a sitting president. I mean,
it is.
You know, it doesn't come down to the popular vote. It comes down to the Electoral College.
Well, the Twitter-in-chief has been his own worst enemy. But I think still the polling is probably showing that Trump's doing very well because, I mean, I went to that rally in
Minden,
30,000 people. They did 28,000 scans of, the temperature scans. The crowd outside of the stadium was just as much as the crowd inside the airport. So, excuse me, I was shocked.
You were choked up about this.
I was choked up. I was so excited. I was just shocked.
Do you want to take a stab at this, or would you rather remain neutral?
Well, the president, he's going to go down swinging, right? He's not going to just lay down, and after he's come out of the hospital, I think he wants to, you know, show an image of strength to the country, and that's going to be important for his campaign. But, you know, I tend to agree with Randy. I think with the way things are trending, you know, it looks like he's probably going to lose, but at the same time, 2016, all the polls said that he was going to get crushed, mm-hmm. and look what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, and in 2014, you know, they keep talking about Nevada turning blue, but in 2014, it was quite the Republican sweep. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoors store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation on this All Pundit show with Randy Thompson, with the National Federation of Independent Business, and Andrew Diss, who's Vice President for Government Affairs for the Morello Group. So, this story actually broke on Nevada Newsmakers last December, and I was shocked to hear it, and excited, which was the whole discussion of the Boring Company, who are building the tunnels under the Convention Center in Las Vegas. And, you know, Steve Hill said that there were plans to expand this beyond the convention center all over the Las Vegas Valley. Now, I mean, this thing is out there and it looks like it's going to happen. They need to get the permissions from all the local governments to get this thing rolling. But you're looking at Allegiant Stadium, you're looking at downtown, potentially the airport. What are your thoughts on that and the potential, if this works, for places like Reno?
I think it's very exciting. So we own the Sahara on Las Vegas Boulevard, and we have been talking to the Boring Company about putting a stop at our property. And in discussions with them, we know the technology works because they built the test tunnel underneath the convention center. It's just a small segment. But what they really want to do is they want to use Las Vegas as their means of marketing to the rest of the world. And if they say, if we make it work here in Vegas, we can make it work anywhere else. So they're actually going to be shouldering a lot of the cost. Now, what we're being asked to chip in is the cost for our station at our property, and that's what every other property will be doing, MGM, Caesars, all of them.
And Resorts World and Encore already doing that.
Right, but you're absolutely right. They will connect from the convention center to the Raiders Stadium. They want to go the length of Las Vegas Boulevard all the way down to Fremont and to downtown Las Vegas, and it's very exciting.
And is it like a metro? It's a pod, it's
essentially like a car, but it's a pod, and but it'll be able to whisk you if you're at our end. If you're at Sahara Boulevard in Las Vegas Boulevard at the Sahara and you want to go to McCarran Airport, you're going to be able to get there in about 3 minutes.
I likened it to the Polar Express when the elves travel out of the packing area down to where Santa is. They go up in this pod and they go. So yeah.
Well, the other thing that was interesting that I didn't realize until the Review Journal did a story on it today, which is it's point to point. So you will decide where you want to go. It's not like you will have to go to 15 stops to get to where you need to go, which is the way the monorail has been. So, I mean, you know, but let me flip it, like I said, to the Reno area. Do you think that there's a possibility of something like that working here?
I think you could make it work. You know, Reno, it's what destinations are you going to connect? Are you going to connect a tunnel from downtown Reno out to Trick because of our workforce being able to get out there? I think that would be a great idea because we see that bottleneck that happens on I-80 every day, having a connection all the way out to Carson City and the capital and making government more accessible to people. That might be an idea. But with all the growth we're seeing in Reno, I think it would be a good idea.
Okay, but I mean, look at, you know, make it even closer in. You could have a system, you know, because we can attract more and more large conventions by having more space available. Your property and the convention center combined with the Atlantis and the Pepper Mill and the downtown, you could really bring in some huge conventions that currently don't want to make that drive between one location or the other.
Yeah, that's a great point, Sam, and that's absolutely a possibility. We'll see how it works in Vegas and hopefully bring it up north.
That Elon Musk, does he never sleep?
I know.
We're
but the challenge, I think, is the population. Vegas is, you know, 3 million and we're at 400,000, so
well,
do we have the population to support it? I guess, though, with our conventions, it might be, yeah.
We'll see.
We never know.
That Elon Musk, he'll lower the price. And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you both very much. Great show. Really enjoyed it. Thank you. We'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny, Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.